Hi, Nolan Johnson here for Real Time with iConnect 007. Today I'm speaking with Jared Storr, the incoming CEO for Milwaukee Electronics and their subsidiaries. Jared, welcome.
Good morning, Nolan. Thanks for having me. Just very excited about the change that occurred last week in this transition. I am replacing my father, Michael Storr, who has been the CEO of Milwaukee Electronics for 36 years. Milwaukee Electronics is an electronics manufacturing company bridging the gap between traditional forecasted EMS work and the new on-demand manufacturing, as we call it. We've been in business since 1954 and have a little over 135,000 square feet of manufacturing space in North America.
You know, there are two ways to approach getting a new CEO for your company: is staying in the family, hiring from the outside. Obviously, the approach at Milwaukee Electronics was to stay within the family. What have you done to prepare yourself for this role?
It's very important for us to be a private family-held business. That's a way that we believe we can have a long-term focus, which benefits our employees and our customers. We've been planning for this transition for about 10 years now. When I graduated from college, I had a degree in entrepreneurship. I moved to our Portland, Oregon facility and started a quick-turn e-commerce electronics manufacturing service. And we branded that service as Screaming Circuits. So this was a new business unit for us. That business has flourished and done extremely well over the years. After about 7 years of leading that, I decided it was time for a change and move to Asia with my wife. We learned Mandarin Chinese together, and then I started two offices for us in Asia. In India, I started a tech center where we maintain a team of engineers that support our quoting, purchasing and manufacturing engineering groups. And in Singapore, we established what's called an IPO or International Purchasing Office. Basically, we find suppliers across Asia where we can have direct factory relationships to improve our costs, communication, and quality with an offshore supply base. Around 2014, I relocated to the States with my wife and young child and began a new role as the VP of Sales and Marketing for Milwaukee Electronics. During the last 6 years, we've experienced a lot of growth. It's been fun and it's been extremely busy. That's my most recent role before CEO. And so I feel with that diversity of roles, I've had a chance to be exposed to many areas of the business. It's been intentional and has prepared me for this role today.
You know, in the last year, we've been facing a lot of very unusual business climate situations. And you're now taking over the role right at the beginning of 2021 as we look forward into basically a lot of people are calling this a brave new world of how we do electronics manufacturing. What do you see as your key initiatives as the incoming CEO for 2021?
Yeah, we did experience a lot of change in the last year. I think COVID has made us all be as nimble as we can be. And we were fortunate to have navigated that situation well and have started 21 out strongly. So, we're fortunate as a company to have that situation and have the ability to continue to grow and invest. The areas that I will be focused on this year, first of all, continuing to increase our velocity of improvement in our systems and information technology. That's an area of the business where you could spend as much money as you're able, and it will bear fruit in positive ways for the employees, for the customers, and really for our ability to bring customers into our factory and connect them to what we're doing on our manufacturing floor. That's really our overarching goal with a lot of the systems investment that we make. So we'll be making those investments. We see a lot of opportunity in this on-demand manufacturing space. So we have our traditional forecasted EMS work that we've been doing for over 60 years. And on the other extreme, we have this prototyping work that we see in Screaming Circuits. And over time, the area in between those two extremes, there has been a significant increase in activity. I think that's been driven by more volatile demand for our customers and just the increased pace of change out in the world. We will be very focused on continuing to innovate our service offerings in this area between the prototype and the traditional forecasted EMS service.
Jared, congratulations on the new role.
Thank you, Noah. I appreciate the time this morning and look forward to our next discussion.
Here for Kai Connect 007, I'm Nolan Johnson. I've been speaking with Jared Storr, the incoming CEO for the Milwaukee Electronics Corporation and subsidiaries. Thanks for listening.